Nathan Foley from High Five fame has released this. It's called Strut. And I'll tell you what, he is back, baby. He's iconic. He is on fire. Listen to that rock and roll sound. He joins us right now. You may know him from High Five, but he is Nathan Foley. Good morning.
G'day. How are you guys?
This is so good, mate. You are rocking it. There's trumpets in there. It's a little bit sexy too. I'm a big fan.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a long time coming, but a lot of roadblocks along the way. But finally, after all this COVID BS that's gone on, we've been finally get the album together. And I know. Can I say BS? It's okay.
You can say BS. Yeah. We've said a lot worse.
We're not on children's television anymore.
Yeah,
so I just don't know whether to be censored here. But
no, it is different from High Five, of course. And it is rock and roll. And you just said because of BS, barricades and things like that. What sort of barricades have you had for the last couple of years?
Just timing. It's just about, opportunities that were arising and they were supposed to be in the pipeline. And obviously there was lockdowns and lots of things in our way just to get this album finished. So pretty much the last 2 years, I've just been knuckling down and I wrote the whole album 100% wholeheartedly myself. And I had nothing else to do.
That's it. A lockdown.
Knuckle down and do it. It's a pop rock soulful album together, and I'm super proud of it, mate. Really, really, really proud.
So tell us about Strut, because it's kind of all about body positivity, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's about sexual empowerment. Being comfortable in the skin that you're in, and obviously, there's a lot of trolls out there that just put people down online and in real life, really. And I was just getting sick of it. I just want people to feel comfortable about who they are and love who they are, and this is what this song was all about: getting out there and being yourself and feeling sexy. Sexy as you are.
Well,
mate, thank you very much.
I was a big fan, Nate, of High Five. I used to think you were the sexy one. Don't worry. A lot of people listening did.
Thank you, darling.
True story. And so you've done musicals. We know that. You're in Jerry Springer, the opera, which is really cool. Mamma Mia, Grease on the Beach. So many acting components as well with your job. Is there any acting on the horizon as well as the singing?
Yeah, I did a movie earlier on the year. Can't talk too much about it, but it's. I've heard that it may be released at the end of the year. And it's.
Awesome.
Pretty much playing something that's totally different to myself, which is very, very cool. It's in the pipeline. You guys will definitely hear about it when I know more.
Excellent.
Well, we'll talk about your music because you obviously love your soul, your funk and your rock. And you've worked with one of Neil Finn's legendary Roundhead Studios in New Zealand. What was that like to be, based in Auckland making the music?
It was absolutely crazy because I recorded a couple of the songs from the album just over 2 years ago now. So had the opportunity to go to Roundhead, but it was so retro and Neil lives upstairs.
Oh, wow.
Is it a crowded house there?
I hope I'm not going to wake this bloke up. Found that he wasn't there at the time anyway. But it's just a beautiful, beautiful sort of retro studio with all this amazing Steinway piano and chandeliers. And it was definitely an experience. And to hear my music being played by the band in these rooms was just incredible.
You're obviously known for the award-winning children's group High Five, one of the original members. And Charlie did say this back in the day. We'll have a listen.
In our very first series, our director kept saying, more energy, give us more. And it's really funny because Nathan and I took that really personally and we just kept going up and up and up. I was ready to explode if you watch that first series. At the end of the series, we were at a rap party and he said, I was never talking to you two, by the way.
Oh, that sucks, doesn't it? Who's the goose now? Oh, my God. Look, mate, I've always had bees in my butt. I was a hyperactive kid, so I think the energy was always going to be there. But, yeah, I think Charlie's got a better memory than I do. I cannot remember that. Yeah, no, we definitely pushed it out there, and I guess it was all the good food. Yeah.
Well, you did, and everyone knows High Five. And I know it was a long time ago, and obviously you're established now with your own music career and things like that. But what did you love most about doing High Five, and what was the experience like?
Oh, look, I'll never apologise for that time in my life. I get that question all the time. Oh, you moved on and stuff. And so, yeah, we have. But obviously it was a great part. And it wasn't, I think, to answer your question, the best thing that I got out of that, it wasn't just about the music. It was about the fans. It was getting out there and, in some way kind of raising a generation of kids. And the biggest thing that I took out of it was going to visit the kids in the hospital, the kids that weren't too well. And we brought light to their life as well and to their parents. And just to know that at the end of that experience, we made a difference in a generation. And that's something to be really proud of.
And the next generation, I guess, will be turning up to your concerts. Is that going to be a strange thing?
They already are, which is crazy. I've been doing some gigs. I did my launch last week for my album and a whole generation of the early to mid-20 fans came out and were jumping up and down like a mosh pit in front of me. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, they've got a bit more facial hair, and they're holding a beverage in their hand. Definitely not a bottle of milk anymore. So just got a bit of Bailey's in it with it.
I was like that. That was me. I was young watching you guys at first, and now I'm the mum with a little glass of vino instead watching. But it is really cool. It is great for the next generation to be following along.
Well, it's an absolute banger. Let's have a listen again.
Yeah, yo.
Hopefully you'll come down to Tassie soon too, Nathan.
Yeah, come to Hobart.
Well, there is a tour in the making. We've got the New Zealand dates already that are yet to be released, but going to hit a big block tour early next year, and looking forward to coming down and seeing you guys.
Mate, I'll close my eyes and count to 10.
I'm
ready or not. You're going to find me again. Okay, thanks, Nathan. Appreciate it, mate. It's a banger of
the worst dad joke of all, mate.
He does it all the time. Welcome to the show.
That's my job.
Nathan Foley, you absolute legend. The new album is Hurricane. Lead single is Strut out now. Thank you so much for joining us at HIT.
No, it's been an absolute pleasure, guys. Take care and hope to see you guys soon.